Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Back again with the second part of Swing Time for Tuesday, the 29th of April, 2025. Mike Coates with a further selection of swinging music. My opening disc today paired Stuff Smith and Herb Ellis. So the lineup is Stuff Smith violin, Herb Ellis, of course, guitar. The tenor was played by Bob Ennivoldsen, who on other tracks plays trombone as well. Lou Levy is the pianist, with Shelley Mann at the drums. Recorded by Columbia Studios, Hollywood, on the 8th of January 1963. Alone Together. That was taken from an album entitled, with great originality, Together. My second selection is a group under the leadership of pianist Dolo Coker, who plays some fine piano on the disc. Of greater significance, I think, is the inclusion of Art Pepper on alto and tenor. The recording date is December 1976, some four or so years after Art Pepper had, as it were, reinvented himself after years of trials and tribulations. Due to his drug problems, he really went through the mill. The track we are about to hear, an Art Pepper original, is called Mr. Yo, that's Y-O-H-E, a tribute to a man who had done much to support art in 1972, when the start of the new Straight Ahead line started to take fruition. So, Mr. Yo, played by the Dolo Coker Quintet, and they are Blue Mitchell trumpet, Art Pepper alto, Dolo Coker piano, Leroy Vinegar on bass, with Frank Butler drums. Recorded in Venice, California, on the 27th of December 1976. Mr. Yo. We'll be right back. a tribute to Art Pepper's friend Mr. Yo. Some East Coast jazz coming up now. A Rudy Van Gelder session for Blue Note. I do hope that, like Hank Mobley, you dig this, although I suppose it's somewhat antiquated to express it like that. Dig This, played by the Hank Mobley Quartet, who are Hank Mobley tenor, Wynton Kelly on piano, Paul Chambers bass, with Art Blakey at the drums. Recorded in Englewood Cliffs, New Jersey, the 7th of February, 1960. Dig This. Thank you. some excellent keyboard work there from a musician that Dizzy Gillespie used to refer to as Wyn Ton Kelly, the Chinese pianist. A sort of addendum now to the gig guide given out by colleague John Yule. Technically speaking, not a locally based performance, although you can certainly hear it in Sheffield and in Sheffield environs, and indeed, you can enjoy it in the comfort of your own homes. I have noticed that on Friday, 2nd of May, BBC Radio 3 have invited Claire Teeler into the studio to perform. That's all it says. No further details are given. The broadcast runs for 2 hours and commences at 5 p.m. I don't know what Claire's programme will consist of, but it may include this Hoagy Carmichael Johnny Mercer song, How Little We Know. How appropriate. For this performance, we have Claire Teal vocal, Trevor Whiting alto, Martin Litton on the piano, Nils Solberg guitar, Richard Jeffries bass, and Rod Brown on drums and percussion. It was recorded in the Daz Studios, Fordcombe, which is in Kent, between the 12th of January and the 14th of March 2000, or possibly even on the 6th of March 2001. Again, How Little We Know.
This way, maybe we really belong together, but after all, how little we know. Maybe it's just for a day. Love is as changeable as the weather, and after all, how little we know. Who knows why I stars in the trees hide when it rains. Love comes along, casting a spell. Will it sing you a song? Will it say a farewell? Who can tell? Maybe you're meant to be mine. Maybe I'm only supposed to stay in your arms a while, as others have done. Is this what I've waited for? Am I the one? Oh, I hope in my heart that it's so, in spite of how little we know. Thank you. with stars in the trees, hide when it rains. Love comes along, casting a spell. Will it sing you a song? Will it say a farewell? Who can tell? Maybe you're meant to be mine. Maybe I'm only supposed to stay in your arms a while, as others have done. Is this what I've waited for? Am I the one? Oh, I hope in my heart that it's so, in spite of how little.
So listen out on Friday, the 2nd of May, BBC Radio 3, for Claire Teal. And that is at 5 p.m. Whilst on the subject of vocalists, I came across for today a rather unusual item. Charles Mingus is not well known for accompanying vocalists, but he did contract a vocalist for release on his own debut label. Few albums were recorded, and the lady is now not at all well known. Also, as you may surmise, as with many Mingus performances, nothing is conventional. And this certainly applies to this version of the Gershwin Brothers' The Man I Love. Mingus certainly had a hand in the arrangement. The lady in question, the vocalist, is Ada Moore, with John LaPorta on alto, Wally Cirillo on piano, Tal Farlow plays guitar, Oscar Pettiford bass, and Ozzie Johnson is at the drum kit. Charles Mingus and Alonzo Levista did the arrangement. It was recorded at Cafe Bohemia in New York City on the 27th of June 1954. We know it as The Man I Love.
Thank you. waiting for the man I love.
The Man I Love, I think, taken at Charles Mingus's speed, not conventional musicians. You are listening to the Jazz Blues and Swing Music Show, Swing Time, on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Mike Coates here with the playlist for this second half. Time now for my two classic jazz discs. The first is from Muggsy Spanier's Ragtime Band. In 1938, Muggsy Spanier had a narrow brush with the Grim Reaper, but survived to tell the tale. His survival was due to a very large extent thanks to the skills and care he received at the Touro Infirmary in New Orleans. By way of thanks, Muggsy dedicated the next composition to the hospital, and my selection is of take two of the record, which I think veteran Swing Time listeners will notice some differences from the more regular issued track. Here is Relaxing at the Touro by Muggsy Spanier and his Ragtime Band. Muggsy Spanier cornet, George Bruni's trombone, Rod Kless, clarinet, Nick Kayaza, tenor, Joe Bushkin, piano, who co-composed the tune with Muggsy, Bob Casey on bass, and Don Carter drums. Recorded New York City on the 22nd of November 1939. Take two of Relaxing at the Touro.
Thank you.
I understand that when the disc was first released, a copy was sent to the hospital and it was embedded in the hospital wall. Fortunately, I have not had an opportunity or reason to verify that fact. Rather than an individual trike, I feel sure that the next album itself would qualify as the classic disc. Under the group heading of Shelley Mann and his friends, their collection of modern jazz performances of songs from My Fair Lady certainly remained record favourite for many collectors. And I've chosen from that album the second of my classic discs. It's Get Me to the Church on Time by Shelley Mann and his friends, with Andre Previn piano, Leroy Vinegar bass and Shelley Mann drums, recorded in the Contemporary Studio in Los Angeles on the 17th of August 1956. Get Me to the Church on Time.
Thank you.
I have been told that the piano player had to revert to bus conducting later in his career. How true that is, I'm not 100% sure. So far this hour, no big band selection. So, a studio band with a piece from Oliver Nelson's extended work, Afro-American Sketches. The personnel listening for this recording includes a high percentage of leading jazz musicians of the day. Emancipation Blues, the Oliver Nelson Orchestra, Ernie Royal, Joe Newman, Jerry Cale and Joe Wilder on trumpets, Paul Felice, Herbie Green, Britt Woodman play trombones, Don Butterfield on tuba, Jerry Dodgian, alto flute, Eric Dixon, tenor and flute, Bob Ashton on flute, tenor and clarinet, Arthur Babe Clark on baritone and clarinet. Oliver Nelson plays alto and tenor. He's also the arranger and the conductor. Patty Bown, a lady pianist. Art Davis, bass, with Ed Shaughnessy, drums, and Ray Barito, congas and bongos. Recorded by Rudy Van Gelder again in Englewood Cliffs on the 29th of September 1961. Here is Emancipation Blues. from Oliver Nelson's Sweet Afro-American Sketches. Once again, time urges me to wind down Swing Time for today, but I must thank in advance my colleague John Yule for doing a double shift at the coalface, as it were, next week. As usual, we do hope that you have found our show entertaining and that in the selection played there was some music that was particularly appealing. As regular Swing Time listeners will know, our broadcast commence every Tuesday at 1 p.m. prompt. I hope you can tune in next week. To go out, a performance from the Lou Donaldson Quintet. Lou Donaldson, alto; Herman Foster, piano; Peck Morrison, bass; Dave Bailey on drums; and for the second time today, Ray Barito on congas. Recorded at New York City on the 28th of July 1958, and we do go out at a regular pace with Blues Walk. And do take care out there.